Hello and welcome back. It's time to practice your American English skills. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you every day to tell you about interesting events from around the world. And we present these stories with words that are easy to understand. We also speak slower than normal to help you learn. Today we will tell you about a woman who survived a Nazi death camp during World War II by mistake. Then we will hear about a space vehicle that NASA launched 7 years ago. It is preparing to examine something small and far, far away. As It is the name of the program, and we begin right now. Dagmar Liblova was 14 years old when she arrived at the Auschwitz death camp in World War II. It was December 1943. Everyone in her family was with her. They were Jews from Czechoslovakia. All of them but Dagmar were to die at Auschwitz, some almost immediately. But she was able to leave the camp after several months because of a mistake. That mistake saved her life. Dagmar Liblova is now 85 years old. She has 3 children and 6 grandchildren. As we hear in this report from Christopher Cruz, she says she has a feeling of victory.
The Auschwitz death camp was and still is a frightening place. It was built for mass murder. More than 1 million people died there. Among them were Dagmar Liblova's mother and sister.
Well, I was almost 15, and I couldn't just imagine that everything would be over, that I would never see anything else than the blocks and then the wire, and that I would never in my life see a tree or piece of grass.
Ms. Liblova believed she would be murdered at Auschwitz. Shortly after she and her family arrived, 3 of her relatives were killed. They died in the camp's gas chambers. In the camp, Dagmar worked with her mother. They cleaned restrooms. They had little to eat.
And the food was very simple. It was in the morning, it was called coffee. It was a sort of warm liquid. And then during the day, there was a portion of soup. And then a piece of bread in the evening.
She would soon be saved by a simple mistake. German officials made a list of workers aged 16 to 40. They wanted these workers to help Germany and its allies win the war. Dagmar Liblova's name was on the list, although it should not have been. Her name was listed because a clerk noted her year of birth as 1925, instead of 1929, her true year of birth. Because of this error, camp officials believed she was over 16 and that she could work for them in factories.
But because this mistake that somebody wrote a 5 instead of a 9 saved my life. Well, there was a train standing, and when we stepped in the train, and then the train moved, so we didn't believe it that we are leaving. We couldn't believe it that we are really leaving Auschwitz.
Everyone in Dagmar Liblova's family died at Auschwitz. She spent the rest of the war working in the German city of Hamburg. She has returned to Auschwitz just once, 20 years ago. But she has no plans to return again.
Auschwitz is a cemetery of all my parents, my sister, almost all my relatives. It's everything comes back again. No, I wouldn't go there anymore. It's too hard.
At home, with her books and her pictures of her family, she is not bitter. She believes she has won.
Now when I see my children and grandchildren. I always now have the feeling that it's a victory, because I was not supposed to be here.
Auschwitz is now a museum. It tells of the cruelty of Nazi Germany. But Dagmar Lieblova's life tells an even more powerful story, the power of the human spirit. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. An American spacecraft is moving closer to a dwarf planet called Ceres. The American Space Agency's Dawn spacecraft is set to reach the planet-like object in March. Space agency scientists will then place Dawn in an orbit around the dwarf planet. Agency scientists want to know more about ice on Ceres. The spacecraft will gather clues about whether Ceres may have once had conditions to support life as we know it. Marcia James has more.
Dawn left Earth more than 7 years ago on a trip to explore Ceres and another dwarf planet called Vesta. Both dwarf planets are in the main belt of asteroids, a group of large objects between the planets Mars and Jupiter. Mark Raymond is the chief engineer and director of the Dawn mission.
This is the first time in more than 57 years of space exploration that we've had a spacecraft targeted to orbit any two extraterrestrial destinations.
Scientists called Vesta and Ceres protoplanets. Mr. Raymond says they were in the process of becoming full-size planets when, in his words, their growth was terminated. Scientists believe Ceres is made of rock and covered with ice. The Dawn mission is based in Los Angeles, California. Scientists there send second-by-second commands to the spacecraft. They direct its every move, including telling it what pictures to take. Dawn will make a map of the dwarf planet. It will also try to discover how Ceres' surface has changed. Carol Raymond is the deputy principal investigator of the project.
One of the interests in bodies like Ceres and other icy bodies in the outer solar system is that when objects like that impacted the terrestrial planets, they brought a lot of water with them. And so there's a very vigorous debate at the current time as to whether wet asteroids like Ceres, and we know there are other wet asteroids in the outer edge of the main belt, whether they were the dominant source of water in the Earth's ocean.
Carol Raymond says Dawn made an unexpected discovery while orbiting Vesta.
Instead of being bone dry, which we expected, there were patches of the surface of Vesta that showed significant amounts of water bound in the rocks and possibly even free water that could have flowed on the surface in the past.
She says that if Earth's water came from wet worlds like Vesta and Ceres, then life could have developed there too. If Dawn